Theology within English grammar. I was shocked at the age of 50, despite having taken a plethora of courses for my BA in English eons ago, to learn that our language does not have a future tense. According to the Cambridge Grammar of the English Language, the word we assume and use to indicate a future tense, will, does not behave as it should, but rather acts like a mood marker and is thought to specifically signal the hypothetical. You might argue, if I use a word to indicate the future, then that is what it does. However, our language seems to instinctually understand we simply cannot know the future. Any plan, intention, or expectation for a future occurrence is never certain. For example, I might say, I will take out the garbage, it will rain, you will have a great time when you visit. These are indeed hypothetical. A million things could prevent them from coming to pass. In fact, all that can go wrong in the course of a day causes most of us significant anxiety, and we put great effort into steering our ship so our desired future is more likely. But we are not each a universe of one. Other people, with their attitudes, motivations, preoccupations, often derail, interrupt, and interfere with our clockwork precise plans. Conflicting agendas abound. Very frustrating. But then I remember we together comprise the body of Christ, the church. The Lord has counted the hairs on annoying people's heads and knows their hearts and souls as well as he knows mine. I do not know the invitations he has issued to them. I have no clue as to the options, potentials, hypotheticals, which might spring forth into my life from their response, their acceptance or rejection of his love and gifts. With the Lord at our side, witnessing the unfolding of hypotheticals can be rather like watching a drawbridge open when we did not realize that that piece of road could swing and shift, rotate, and be moved. Reflection exercises. With a 3 or 5 minute time limit, jot down your hopes for your future. Then, return to the list, asking yourself, if all of this is hypothetical, what other possibilities or options may surface? Write about each in turn. Finally, reflect on how you feel after reframing your future as a hypothetical.